Been involved in any other groups in around this area, have you?
I don't think so.
Apart from the Liberals.
Help with the Heart Fund and the Salvation Army. But no, I don't belong to their organizations. Mm-hmm. I just help them on their drives. That's all. I belong to the Burnaby Council of Women for a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Mm. Mostly involve myself in the political issues.
Substantive issues of
that is correct. That is correct. Liberal and otherwise.
Right. Did you ever work? I rephrase that question. That's a bad question. Did you have an employment apart from the citizenship? I know you were a citizen.
Oh, yes. I worked for 12 years at the Royal Columbian Hospital in the admitting office. And then I worked for 5 years for Ray Perrow.
Oh, yeah. In
Vancouver, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I worked at the Citizenship Court.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So as a
judge.
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you had a foreign.
And I was a special assistant for Ray when he was leader of the government in the Senate.
Oh, right.
We had our offices down on Pender Street.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I see. You had an office here, even though he was in Ottawa. He had an office here.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And so you.
We looked after. Well, anybody had any problems with immigration, with unemployment insurance, with veterans affairs, mm-hmm. with development loans, what is it, CDIC, with passports,
mm-hmm.
new passports, with student loans, with fisheries,
so
any problems.
So he was acting more as a...
More like an ombudsman.
Yeah, or as almost an MP office would, except for the Senate.
Yeah, but then because because people figured he was not a member of Parliament, not in the House of mm-hmm. Commons, they would come to him with more varied problems, and of course they would come to him with problems complaining about MPs mm-hmm. and or cabinet ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people knew Ray, knew him from his provincial days. And and then, of course, he was born in Burnaby. And
was he?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Just a couple of years ago,
his mother went to the North Shore.
Oh,
she lived out on Imperial Street for years.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he was a Burnaby boy?
Oh, yeah. And then his brother Ernie, I don't know whether Ernie still lives in Burnaby or not, but he did for many, many years.
Oh,
yeah. So people knew him and, mm-hmm. Figured. And the motto there was, the buck stops here. Like, you find anybody that phones, find them the answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't federal, then find out what it is. If it's provincial or municipal,
mm-hmm.
and find them a person to deal with. So it was fascinating because I learned all about immigration and
mm-hmm.
Mostly immigration, passports, unemployment insurance.
Right.
Simply because of the problems we had
mm-hmm.
to solve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ray represented Burnaby... No, well.
He was Burnaby Seymour,
mm-hmm.
And I think he is listed as a senator from Burnaby Seymour, or Burnaby North Vancouver.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he defeated Tommy Douglas.
That is correct.
And Tommy Douglas was local here, or he came into this area?
Well, he moved here from Saskatchewan.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was the national leader of the New Democrats.
Right.
Then, when he moved from Saskatchewan, he came to B.C. Still, he was still a national leader. And...
did he live in Burnaby?
Yeah, I think at that time I think he was actually in Coquitlam, because the Burnaby riding was Burnaby, Coquitlam, and then Burnaby, Richmond, Coquitlam or something, and then mm-hmm. Burnaby, Seymour. And I think that he really lived in the Coquitlam, which at the time Ray beat him was not in the riding, but was
mm-hmm.
awfully close, had been in the riding before that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then, so what year was it?
68. Yeah. That was the year that Trudeau came to power.
Mm-hmm. Had Ray run before?
Not federally. He'd been leader of the Liberals since 1960 or 61, somewhere in there, provincial leader. and sat in Victoria. And then in 67, I guess, 67 or 68, he stepped down provincially and decided he would take a stab federally.
And went up against Tommy.
And went up against Tommy Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then Tommy Douglas retired after that, didn't he? After that defeat?
No, he, well, shortly, or a while after, because he then went to, did he not go to Nanaimo or something?
Somebody stepped aside. He ran on the island.
And he ran on the island, yeah. I believe. I think there was a by-election or something. Mm-hmm. I just cannot remember, because of course we were all so stunned that we had won.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a victory party arranged for the gay parade, Diego's. It was the gay parade then. And it was just sort of a formality we went through. We phoned Sev and said, well, you know, we better reserve a room for election night for our victory party. And of course we all went up there and everybody stood around, like kind of, what do you do? And that he knew he could win. He was the only man that could win. And when we left the hall, we all figured, by golly, he can win. A couple of days later, the realities thing came. We thought, hey, this is Burnaby. You know, how is he ever going to win here? But he believed he could win. Mm-hmm. And so did Barbara, and there was a good team, and of course there was enthusiasm because of Trudeau, and we all worked like dogs. We tramped these streets and left more literature and talked to more people. Anyway, of course, when the results came in election night at the gay parade, Gordon Gibson Sr. said, well, Ray, he said, you know, I never thought you had a ghost of a chance. And Rose, what? That's the guy that said he's the only man that could win. So when he came down from the stage, we said, what do you mean he didn't have a ghost of a chance? You said he was the only man who could win. He said, look, I couldn't stand there the night the guy's being nominated and saying, hey, there's no way this man is going to beat Tommy Douglas. And in Burnaby. So he said, I had to give you a rah-rah speech, and it worked. And it certainly did.
Right. Maybe we should get Gordon Gibson back for the Liberals in Burnaby.
Oh, gosh, that's for sure. But this was his father, Gordon's father.
Right.